When my sister and I were growing up, we liked to ride our bicycles in front of the house, in the street, in our subdivision. And we got very good at it, especially in the summer. We would just ride every day with our friends. And one day, to spice things up, we decided to play chicken with one another, riding our bikes as fast as we could towards each other, trusting that one of us would turn away at the last moment. Our trust was misplaced. And as I flew over the handlebars, I realized just how misplaced it was. By the grace of God, we both landed in a pile of mulch, which is why I'm here to speak to you today. But Mary also had trust. You know, her trust was not misplaced. And it wasn't just a trust that was spiritual or intellectual. It was a trust made concrete. Because as soon as she heard the words of the angel Gabriel, not only that she would be giving birth to God, her Savior, and that she would do it without ever having relations with a man, as incredible as all of that is, she also believed that Elizabeth, her cousin, who was probably in her 60s, was going to have a child after never having had a child, after having been known to have been barren. And Mary had that belief because she knew that God is the one who can bring life in a place where life was thought impossible. And that concrete belief was made manifest in that she immediately went to the hill country. She immediately went to find Elizabeth. She didn't send word ahead to see if maybe this was actually true before she got on her donkey or whatever she took out there and went. She just went. And it says she didn't delay. She made haste. And there's no denying that when one trusts God, we move with haste. But Mary had that trust from day one. And so this difficult journey was made. You know, there were no hotels, no rest stops, no public bathrooms. These were not pleasant journeys. And you really had to think about it before you went on a journey like this. There were bandits. I mean, there were all types of pitfalls. And yet she went. But when she arrived, she was truly rewarded. Because the scene that plays out of the visitation is one that is preserved in all of its detail for the very reason that the entire spiritual life is encapsulated in that moment. Remember that in Semitic societies, among women, age was everything. Whoever was the matriarch of that family garnered the respect of all of the younger relatives. And yet, when this 14-year-old girl arrives at her cousin's house, the cousin who is probably 50 years older than her, Elizabeth greets her with humility, not because of any human dignity, but because she is carrying the Christ child. Elizabeth tells her, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" But while this exchange is taking place among the two women, there's an even more profound encounter taking place in the womb of these two mothers. And it's between the unborn children of Jesus and John. John, when he encounters Christ, leaps for joy in his mother's womb. Because John is the herald of Christ. He is specifically given the vocation of announcing Christ. So even before he can speak, he's recognizing Christ. Because he knows, even as an unborn child, that he doesn't have to announce Christ with his lips, but he can do it with his very life. Because although he is the voice that proclaims Christ, Christ is the word that he speaks, the eternal word, a word that is enunciated just as easily by example, by action, as it is with our voice. In fact, even more fittingly. And so Mary makes this journey, and then the fruit of this journey is this encounter. And what are the lessons for us? The lessons that we can gain from the mystery of the visitation. Well, the first is to trust in God. And when we find that trust, to make haste. So many of us say we trust in God, and yet we are always delaying. It's always tomorrow where we're going to start our prayer life up, that we're going to make resolutions to find that way of becoming holy. Well, don't put off becoming holy till tomorrow, because tomorrow may not come. Today is the day to begin to walk towards the Lord, to visit Him in holiness. And to let Mary be the one who brings you there. Mary is always the Christ bearer. Mary is the one who walks before us. She's the one who shows us how to be the perfect disciple. She is not the Savior, but she points to the Savior. She's the one who goes before. And when she brings us to Christ, we receive Him in humility. There's a reason the church gives us this gospel about Mary going to Christ. And we're about to go to Christ ourselves in the Eucharist. Let Mary teach you how to receive Christ, because she was the first one to receive Christ. Before Christ ever instituted the Eucharist, she received Christ truly into her body at the Incarnation. And then when you encounter Christ, have that leap for joy. If we really believe what we say we believe about the Eucharist, then we should truly leap for joy when we receive Him, not literally. But have that joyful spirit. Because remember, John the Baptist was born without sin. Only Mary among human beings was conceived without sin. But John the Baptist, when he leapt for joy in the womb, when he received Christ, his sins were forgiven him. He was born without original sin. And it's something that's often forgotten. That's why when the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah, he told Zechariah that John the Baptist would be filled with the Holy Spirit even from before his birth. So John the Baptist was baptized truly in the womb of his mother by the presence of Christ. And that miracle is repeated when we receive communion. That when we receive communion, we are forgiven of all of our venial sins. We are made fresh. And we can go into Advent with that clean slate if we truly receive Him with faith. So the visitation is all about hastening to Christ, because we know from concrete experience that Jesus can bring life into places where we thought only death would reign. And so as we enter this last week of Advent, think about the barren places in each of your lives. Is it in our families, our careers, our life of faith even? And let Christ bring forth life. Don't throw away this last week of Advent. Proceed with haste to Christ. There are no guarantees that the journey will be easy. It will probably be difficult, painful, sometimes full of suffering. But when we walk to Christ, we also walk with Christ. He alone can help us bear that burden. And it's unavoidable in life that we have the burdens. But He's the one who will help us with them. He alone can lift that burden from our shoulders. And at last, when we reach the end of our journey, He will lift it completely. And we will be able to enter the house of our Heavenly Father.